What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Our lives don't get better by chance. They get better by change. Change is one of the necessary laws of life. Remember this: action and adaptability create opportunity. Adapt and overcome, and watch everything change before your eyes. Adaptability isn't just some secret for survival. It is the power to build the future. Adaptability is the capacity to be modified for a new purpose, to be moved this way and still punch through targets and reach my goals and be everything I've been called to be, but I've got to adapt to the times. Adaptability requires movement. Adaptability requires growth. Adaptability requires wisdom and knowledge and understanding and revelation and awareness. We've got to be able to recognize when we're outdated, when we need an upgrade, when we've got to go to that next level, and I can't be embarrassed about it. Adaptability is not buckling under pressure. Adaptability is understanding that in order for me to have this lifestyle that I see in my head, I'm going to have to raise my standards. This is an adjustment. This is a modification that in times past, this version of me was good enough, but it only got me where I am. And in order for me to go to that next level, something inside of me has to change. So when you face storm, when you face adversity, when you face trial, when you face tribulation, in the eye of the storm, in the middle, in the core of your devastation, when you are faced with opposition, that's when you raise the heat. You don't change your message, you change your methodology. Are you understanding me? Adaptability is not buckling under pressure. Adaptability is not losing your moral compass. Adaptability is raising your voice. And so the harder life hits me, the harder I'm going to fight. The harder I'm going to believe. The harder I'm going to keep pushing. I'm going to keep going. I will persevere, and I'm going to build resilience. And so the harder life hits, the stronger I get. You've got problem-solving skill. You've got a resilience. You have a determination. You have a measure of commitment that nobody in the room has because you've been able to adapt. And for many of us, we are in the halftime of our destiny. And if you're going to win, you are going to have to make the adjustments, the necessary modifications to have your future. When I become more flexible, more agile, more adaptable, another thing that happens is that we build our inner resilience. And this isn't just about honing in on your problem-solving skills, but resilience literally changes your brain. It changes your operating systems. It shifts your behavior. Resilience empowers you to build new habits. It's not running from your programming. It's upgrading. It's taking it to the next level. The necessary growth strategies, necessary modification, personality adjustment, attitude upgrades, the necessary, the wise adapt themselves to the circumstances like water molds itself to the pitcher. To understand the revelation of adaptability is to realize that life is lived on levels. I've got angles, I've got approaches, that destiny is in the details. It's how I see this thing. It's how I can adjust my thinking.
It's how I can upgrade my
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the Reproductive Rights Amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Software. At some point, you got to sit back and think to yourself, you know what? I've been here too long. I've thought like this too long. I've hurt too long. I've been fractured long enough. I've been depressed long enough. You know what? I've been here too long. It's time for me to go. We all have to get here where we realize we have not adapted to the current times. And this is not a departure from authenticity. This is not losing yourself. This is finding your next level. The question is, are you willing to adapt? Adaptability is the bridge to the future. I need to be able to adapt cognitively. I got to be able to adapt emotionally, my personality, my behavior, my language, my thinking. I've got to be able to adapt. And it is only when I'm willing to accept this reality that I can have my future. When I become more flexible, more agile, more adaptable, another thing that happens is that we build our inner resilience. And this isn't just about honing in on your problem-solving skills, but resilience literally changes your brain. It shifts your behavior.
It's time to break through. You've lost long enough. You've been in your learning season long enough. It's time to apply what you've learned.
Adaptability is not buckling under pressure. Adaptability is not losing your moral compass. Adaptability is raising your voice. You got to start thinking about the future. You've got to start thinking about sustainability. You got to start thinking about future generations. Your perspective, how you see this thing, how you approach this thing, the angles that you take, the approaches, the mentalities, just one little tweak in the game, and there is a future for your family. And this is the power of understanding that if I can make a few tweaks, if I can make a few adjustments, if I can see this thing just a hair differently, winner by a hair. Have you ever heard that? There are champions that win by hair because they made an adjustment. There are golf players and basketball players and football players and soccer players and fighters and warriors and NASCAR drivers and champions and lecturers and teachers and students, movie directors and artists and people all over the globe who have made adjustments, who have adapted to a circumstance, who have adapted, who have modified and tweaked their game and beat on their craft and got the trophy. This is why there's power in mentorship, because a mentor will show you something you didn't see. A coach will pull something out of you that you never knew was there. The ability to adapt, to make a tweak, to make an adjustment. It's the group of employees that's been called to work two more hours. It's the team that's been called to win a championship in the snow or rain or sleet, or the weather's changed, or now all of a sudden the crowd is no longer cheering your name. Can you adapt? This is the question. This is the golden ticket. Everybody wants to win, and everybody wants new zip codes and area codes, and everybody wants impact and influence. But if I don't have adaptability, I'll never have my future.